Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome to episode 155 of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am, as always, your host, Luna Gaia, and you've come to the right place. You have come to the right place if you want to feel more confident, if you want to be able to learn how to deal with your negative thinking, if you want to overcome your self-doubt and become your most vibrant, authentic self without worrying what people think and just get over all of that stuff. This is the podcast for you. And I am unbelievably grateful that you are here. Thank you. There's a million places that you could be right now. And maybe you are already in a million places. Maybe you're driving in the car, going for a walk. Maybe you've got little kitties around as well. So hello to anyone who is watching or listening on whatever platform you're in. I'm really grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you are spending this time on you to look after you, to spend time with you, and to learn about yourself. The reality is that we do not get better within ourselves and our being without putting in the work. And that's what you're doing here. So if you're somebody who is listening to podcasts like these, and especially listening to mine, I really want to commend you. In fact, what you can do is go ahead and put your elbow to the sky. Go ahead and put your elbow to the sky right now. And so the palm of your hand lays upon your shoulder blade. And now you can lift that hand up and put it back down again. Now do that fast, on repeat. Yes, I just got you to pat yourself on the back, and I sincerely hope that you did it. I really hope that you pat yourself on the back. Because really, let's face it, we live in a world where it doesn't very often happen. You know, people might praise us, but are we praising ourselves? So sitting going, oh yeah, but you know, like I'm not doing enough. If you feel like you haven't been doing enough, go and listen to episode 153, a couple of episodes ago, because it was about it never being enough. Like, when can we just relax and be content with who we are and what we have? It doesn't mean that we aren't going to strive or move towards different things or grow, but like, don't you think you deserve a bit of a pat on the back? I certainly think that you deserve a very big pat on your back. So I'm hoping that you have done that, that you put your elbows to the sky, double elbows to the sky, double hands on your back, and lots of pats. That is me giving you a round of applause and a clap, because really, it's such an important thing for us to do, especially here on episode 155, because on episode here, 155, I want to share with you negative thinking. Look, I talk about this a lot. I talk about it in my courses. I talk about it in my book. I talk about it in my coaching. I talk about it on my content, on social medias, on my reels. And certainly I've spoken about it here on the podcast many, many times before. So why talk about it again, Luna? Because repetition is the mother of skill. And however I teach it today, however you're listening to it today, will land a little bit differently than it did last time. Look, I remember years ago when I first became a coach, there was this opportunity for you to go crew. So if you had attended the training, the 3-day Foundations of Coaching Success weekend, you could come back for free and work effectively. You'd, you know, hand out flyers and make sure that people had their name badges on and, you know, all that kind of bits. But for the most part, you just got to sit at the back of the room and take notes, and you could just be in the room again. And I thought, this is genius. You're telling me that I can just come back and listen to exactly the same 3-day Foundations of Coaching Success again, and all it does is cost me my time. I was in. I was sold. I thought it was the most genius thing that we could possibly ever have created. So I was all in. I end up doing my Foundations of Coaching Success weekend, I think, about 35 times. A whole weekend. I'm talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, full days on repeat for about 2 or 3 years. I end up being the head crew of that. I end up working, actually getting paid to then be there. Then I got to get paid to be there. And why would I do something like that? You know what? 15 years later, 10 years later, however long it's been since I did, though, became a coach, the skills that I learned in that weekend from being absorbed in the training again and again and again are priceless. I sincerely believe that one of the reasons that makes me such a world-renowned, you know, world-class coach, rather, is because of the fact that I just immersed myself. I just kept coming back. I kept coming back and I kept coming back. And so, yes, we're talking about negative thinking here today. Maybe you've already have information around negative thinking. Maybe you've done whole courses on negative thinking. Maybe you've done those courses with me. Maybe you've listened to podcasts time and time again. Good. Keep doing it. Think about how long it took you to learn to walk or drive a car. And even now we still make mistakes. Even now we bump into things and we fall down. Even now our driving isn't amazing. So repetition is the mother of skill. If even after all those many years of driving a car or walking, which is so basic, certainly the walking is very, very basic, is it really that much of a stretch to think that we would need to maybe repeat things in order to learn them? It's exactly what we need to do. In order to repeat things, we must learn them. And because that is conditioning, it's something I'm going to share with you by the end of today's conversation. I'm going to give you three really tangible things for you to walk away with today so that you can really practice moving away from negative thinking. Because it's pretty horrible, right? This negative thinking thing. How many of you have negative spiral of thoughts? That, like, you know, one thought starts and then it starts to spiral and spiral and spiral and it gets bigger and it gets meaner and it gets nastier. Have you ever had anything like that? What about having that really mean thoughts in your mind? It's like, oh, wow, you're a piece of crap. I'm not going to get expletive on today's podcast. But you know what? Like, what are the meanest, nastiest things that you have ever said to yourself? I know for myself, they are awful. I would never say what I've said to myself in the past to another human being. It would be degrading, diminishing, downright abusive. Have you had an abusive voice in your head? Maybe you do right now. Yeah, not fun. And I'm curious as to whether or not you've like tried mantras. You've tried like, I feel good, I'm happy, I'm confident, I am this, you know, like you do I am statements. And I'm wondering how that's working out for you. Because in my experience, both personally for myself and as a coach for the last 13 years, however long it's been, the statements are good, right? Like the mantras and those incantations can be good, but very often I don't believe them. Like I'm not convinced. I can't just tell myself, no, I am beautiful, I am worthy, I am lovely. Because the other voice inside of my head is like, you don't mean it. You're lying. Who are you kidding? Who do you think you are? Right? And we go, no. You say into my head, no, I'm not allowed to negative think. And then you negative think. And then you're like, oh, I'm negative thinking again. I'm not meant to negative think. And then you beat yourself up and beating yourself up. And the cycle continues. Anyone else experience this? Yeah, look, our minds and this negative thinking, I believe, is the biggest problems that humans face. The biggest problem that we face is our mind. It's inside of ourselves. Because think about it, your life can be going swimmingly. You can be having a grand old time. Your all the circumstances in your life would lend itself to you should feel good, right? You have the relationship, you've got a good job, there's nothing, quote, wrong with your life, yet you feel like crap. Why? Because of your mind, because of your thinking. And maybe the circumstances of your life aren't feeling entirely fabulous right now, and that's totally reasonable as well. But notice that even when your mind is feeling, excuse me, I'll start that again. Even when the circumstances in your life are going well, your mind will still find something wrong with it. relax, I'm going to show you why your mind does that and how to do it differently. But if we can understand that our mind already does that when life is good, then surely our mind's going to do that when life isn't so good, when the circumstances aren't great. And then when they're not great, we just then go into that spiral again of everything's crap and I'm awful and, you know, the world's coming to an end. Certainly my world's coming to an end. Yet when we have a really good mindset, when we feel positive, when we have a mindset that is one of encouragement and growth and love and kindness, we can tackle nearly everything in the world, right? And we've all heard of experiences or people in the world who maybe it's really hard to believe that they're happy, you know, because they don't have anything, they're in poverty, you know, their life seems to be what maybe us in the Western world and in developed countries would think, like, oh, it's, you know, it's pretty crappy, yet they're happy. And yet most people in the modern world are not happy. So we have all these things. We have all these, in, you know, circumstances that are great. We have money, maybe not heaps of it, but if you have money in the bank, you know, we're in the top 10% richest people in the world. So even if we don't have a lot of it, we still have a roof over our head. We have access to the internet. It's pretty likely that you have a toilet in your house that works. That's more than 60% of the world. It's crazy, crazy statistics to think of it like that. So we have a lot, yet people with nothing seem to often appear to be happier. And I don't think that we then need to sell all our stuff and go move to, you know, having, you know, more difficult living conditions. I think what's important for us to recognize is that we can make changes, and the changes are not external, they're internal. If we can master what's going on between our ears here, if we can master this mind, it changes everything. But if we are not able to master our mind, then it controls us forever, forever. And I'm going to explain to you just in a moment why our minds do this, that our minds automatically go to the negative, don't they? Yeah. Even like, I'm a positive person. I would say that I'm relatively optimistic, yet my mind still goes to negative. My mind still moves into that space, and most of our minds do. That's what they do. I'll explain to you in a moment why. If this is the only self-love work that you do, if this is the only podcast you ever listen to, if this is the only piece that you are able to master in your entire life, my friends, I got to say, this will be the most impactful thing. Your mind is your gatekeeper to happiness. And it's here to keep you safe, not happy. Please hear this loud and clear. Your mind, otherwise known as your ego, which I'm about to speak into, is not here to keep you, make you happy. It's here to keep you safe. And they are two very different things. Our minds are not wired to look for peace and joy and happiness right now. Our minds are wired for survival, to literally keep you alive. Think about it. Back in caveman days, long, long time ago, when humans were first here on Earth, however we got here, whatever you believe to be true about that, humans are here, right? And we weren't necessarily at the top of the food chain. We didn't have modern houses and technology the way that we do. There were bigger and scarier animals that could kill us and that wanted to. We were constantly at the mercy of the environment, quite literally, cold, heat, storms. You know, we didn't have permanent shelter. Even if we were in a cave, then it was, you know, we had to really fight for our survival. And look, kudos to those buddies back then, you know, because they are the ones that have, you know, pioneered the path for us here in 2023, right? They're the ones that let us sit here on the internet, connecting on the other side of the world, wherever you happen to be in the world. A shout out to you, by the way. I'm here in Australia. You could be anywhere in the world listening to this at any point in time, even years and years and years from now. Hell, I don't even know if it's 2040 where you're tuning in from listening to this episode. How can I possibly know? But it could be. That's pretty magical. I think it's worthwhile us like giving a bit of a shout out, don't you, to our primal past? Because during that time, in order for us to survive, we needed to figure out what was killing us. Maybe we still do now, but for the most part, our security is pretty solid, right? We pretty well know how to have a roof over our head. We know how to keep warm. We know how to stay cool. We have an abundance of food available to us for the most part. And if you're in first world countries, we have all access to all of those things. Whereas back then, none of that existed. It was survival for, if not like, I think like thousands or hundreds of thousands of years, we had to learn how to survive. And so our beautiful primal brain figured out a way. The ego, the mind, this beautiful way to be able to, you know, distinguish between, as we were as animals, animals who aren't necessarily forward planning, aren't necessarily reflecting upon the past, can't necessarily, you know, animals are very intelligent beings who are able to create spaces for themselves. They do figure out how to be safe, but they don't necessarily have the same progress that humans have done. Well, how have we done that? We figured out how to problem solve. We figured out how to look to the past for what went wrong so that we can plan for the future and do something different. That critical thinking has really opened up so much for us in our ability to survive, right? We can see that, oh, well, Jenny ate those berries and then she died. Okay, cool. Well, that might just be a coincidence, right? 2 months later, Peter ate the berry. He died, and so did Sarah. Okay, cool. No one ate the berries unless you want to die. You know, like we understand that those berries over there are now dangerous, and now we have a system. Now, that's what animals do as well. But then we're like, hang on a second. Every now and then we get these cold places. Things get really, really cold. Huh. And if we're able to get ourselves warm, then we survive longer. Okay, cool. And now we can build shelter and so on and so forth throughout human evolution. Why am I talking about this in reference to negative thinking? Because what we need to understand is that that in and of itself has created an ability to look for problems so we can solve them, so we can survive. Fast forward a millennia, we're still doing that. Except now we don't have the saber-toothed tigers coming after us. We are able to have shelter. We are able to climate control. Yet our mind is still doing exactly what it has always done to keep us alive. Look for what is wrong. Look for the problems from the past and worry about the future. If I'm thinking about the past, I'm worried about the future. I'm analyzing the past and worried about the future. That's what our mind is still doing. But without those saber-toothed tigers, what do we have? Am I fat? Do they like me? Will I have enough? Is this enough? Am I okay? What about the neighbors? What will they think? Maybe it's me. Should I have said that? Oh, no, I'm anxious. Is this anxiety? Am I experiencing this? Our mind is still doing everything that it used to do to try to problem solve. Except in reality, we probably don't have the problems that our mind is seeking to solve. 90% of the things that our mind is worried about will never happen. If not more, 99%, 98%, I don't know what the statistic is. But you got to think about the things that we worry about all the time are not very likely to have happened. Our mind, this ego of ours, was born to solve problems, and it did that by being afraid. Fear is a really, really super helpful tool in our evolution to keep us alive. We're going to be careful of the berry. When we hear the rustle of the bush, when we're down by the watering hole, we're going to consider that. But most of those dangerous things don't exist right now. So instead, we're worrying about whether or not we match up to that person on social media. Our mind is still doing the exact thing that it used to. It's still doing everything that it needed to. right? And look, we see it everywhere. There is evidence of this everywhere in the world right now. This, you know, looking for what is wrong. You only have to turn on the news. Fear sells. Fear sells so much. Even when you look at a nice, shiny, amazing ad for Coca-Cola, you know, that like, oh, yeah, everything's amazing. What that's invoking in us is a future that we could go towards, right? Oh, yeah, maybe I could be like that if I owned the BMW. Maybe I could have that kind of lifestyle. Maybe that's this. What does that make us think about now? When we're envisioning something in the future like that, very often a lot of media and advertising is making us feel inadequate now, right? We are feeling like we're not enough in this moment. And that's why we need to go get the things outside of us. That's why we need to go get the new car or get the, you know, get that drink or find that boyfriend or get that body that we need. It is so unbelievably easy to see what is wrong. It's so easy to see what's wrong. Even if you're optimistic, you know, I've got people in my life who would consider themselves a bright, bubbly and positive person. Yet, if I'd said to them, oh yeah, I need to go buy a strapless bra, the immediate thing that they will say to me is, oh yeah, it's such a bugger trying to find a strapless bra, isn't it? Like, why do we even need to put that into the pot? Well, because what their mind is doing is from past experience, it's been hard to find a strapless bra, and now they're wanting to avoid the pain of a strapless bra by putting into the pot that that's going to be hard. But my friends, what we focus on is what we get. And so this negative thinking that we have, that's such an easy default thing for our minds to do from millennia, that's survived, it's helped us keep us alive so that we can now be sitting here listening to a podcast right now. That very thing is now hurting us. We still want to survive. It's still okay to have an ego. But what we want to do now is we need to condition our mind otherwise. We must, because if what you focus on is what you get, every single time you're moving into negativity, you're drawing more negativity into you. It's so easy to see what is wrong. At any point in time, think about it right now. Can you rattle off all the places in your life where you're inadequate and you want more? Maybe it'd be nice to have more money. Maybe you're sitting there going, well, you know, my body could be in better shape or my relationship could be better. Everything could be better always, always to infinity. But if we only focus on what is wrong in our lives, we're just going to get more of it. So it's so important that we become the masters of our mind. And understand that that's not necessarily just a bing, now all of a sudden I'm in charge of my mind. These things do absolutely take time. More importantly, they take practice. You know, consider yourself to be in a gym. This is a gym for your mind. Quite literally, we've been conditioned not only from our own lives and our own childhood, but generationally for millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years, however long humans have been around for, about that. That's how long we have been conditioned for. Now, please don't freak out and be like, oh my God, the job is too big. It's not at all. You can absolutely become the master of your mind. And the three bits that I want to start you off on this journey, you know, I talk about it more in my book and in my courses, of course. And if you do one-on-one coaching with me, I will absolutely teach you how to become a master of your mind, a master of your emotions, to be your most authentic self. That's what I really specialize in. But for now, in today's podcast, I want to give you these really foundation of things that I would teach anybody on any level. The first one here is your thoughts are not fact. Understand this. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean that it's true. So you think, oh my God, that person doesn't like me. You don't know that. You really don't know that. So I really want you to start to doubt your doubts. Doubt your thoughts. Not so it creates more self-doubt. Oh my God, I'm not good enough. Challenge that thought. Good enough for what? Good enough for who? Good enough where? Understand that your thoughts are not facts, so you don't have to keep believing them. You really do not have to keep believing your thoughts. They're not fact. Understand that. The second one here is ignoring your thoughts is not going to make them go away. You mean like, well, my thoughts aren't fact, so they can just go away. Then I'm meh, go away. I'm good vibes only. I'm not paying attention to any like negativity. You can't reject yourself into wholeness. This is a part of you that is ingrained within you. And the only way that it's going to relinquish control is if it feels safe. It needs a leader. Your fear needs something else to bang on to. You know, it won't just sit there and go, oh, yeah, you're ignoring me now. No, it's sitting there going, danger, alert. We need to tell you that you might have food in your teeth and now they think that you're awful because of it. That's what your mind is doing. But if you ignore that, it's like a two-year-old. It's only going to get louder. It's just going to get louder and louder and louder. So what can we do instead? Well, we must train and condition our mind. So just say a thought comes up. You have a thought that we know is not true. It's not fact. We have a thought that says, oh my God, I'm such a loser. We have a thought that says, I'm such a loser. They're not necessarily fact. Sometimes if you've just lost a game, well, you could call yourself a loser or you could have just been on the losing team, right? They're two different things. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole today. But if we have just had the thought that I am a loser, right? I'm a loser. Rather than ignoring that thought that's come through, I want you to speak to that thought. So you go, hi, wow. Okay, cool. I hear that thought. Like a sushi train, right? If you're in front of a sushi train and you see a thought of I'm a loser go past and you don't want to eat that, don't eat it. Don't engage, right? You can just watch it go past. Let it be there. But if you try to reject it, you try to push it away, that's just you. You're still engaging with it, right? When you're pushing away a thought, you're still engaging with the thought. Like in India when I was there and I remember the tour guide saying to me at one particular place, you cannot even say no to the vendors that are trying to sell you stuff. If you say no, you're starting a conversation. If you make eye contact, you're starting a conversation. You have to blankly ignore them. Found that super difficult, right? Now, the ignoring from this point, you pushing away the thoughts, are still engaging in it. To me, your best bet here, and from what I've done for the last 13 years for myself, for 20, for others, for 13, is that I want you to be something like this. Goes along these lines. You might go, hello, inadequacy. Talking to the thought. I can hear you. I can feel you. I want you to know that I know that this is not true and that we are safe. Now I'm choosing to think that I could be enough. Has to be believable. I don't want you to put a mantra in here. I want you to acknowledge the thought that is there. And you can say, hey, I know that you're here. And you're reconditioning thought by thought. How do you get a mindset that's amazing? You're reconditioning your mind every thought that you notice. You know, it could be a full-time job. You could sit there in your head every moment of every day rewiring. But when you notice the thought comes up, go, huh, okay, I can hear that thought. I acknowledge that thought. Rather than investing in the thought and going, oh my God, I'm a loser. I just want you to go, okay, cool. It's there. I see it. I acknowledge it. It's not fact, but this is. And maybe you don't yet believe, and it's not yet fact that you are amazing, you're enough. Don't lie to yourself because you know anyway. But you might just sit there and go, hey, you think that you're a loser? Cool. I want you to know that you're safe. And that I'm in charge here. I'm choosing to think something different. There's a lot of power in this. And you do that on repeat. Again, I say repetition is the mother of skill. The more that you do this, the more that you connect in with your thoughts, recognize that they're not true, and then make different choices with your thoughts, your mind's like, oh, that's what she wants. You are programmable. We have just been programmed to go with negativity. Even though there's a level of instinct there around fear, you can reprogram your mind to think differently. And that's how you do it. One thought at a time, reprogramming. It's like doing reps at the gym. If every single rep that you do, you're getting better and stronger at it. So go get it. Go start working out. Go do the things. I'd love to hear how you go. You can send me a voice note. You can leave me a voice note on Spotify. I'm not sure about Apple Podcasts if you're listening there. But shoot me an email at loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au or catch me on the socials. I'd love to hear how this content lands for you. And of course, if you do enjoy this content, go ahead and press that subscribe button so this life-changing work can go out to even more people around the world. And we can have people, imagine that. Like, imagine we live in a world where everybody is a master of their mind. Woo! Tell you what, that is exactly the kind of world that I want to live in, and I'm looking forward to creating it with you. So thank you for being here. Catch me on the socials. Leave me a voice note. And ask me a question. If you have anything that I want to know, I want Luna to talk about this topic, or I'm curious about this, or if you have questions, I will answer them. I will absolutely answer them on our conversations here on the podcast. So if you do have them, please feel welcome to shoot me through on any of the platforms that I've just mentioned. I love you, and I hope you love you too. Until next time, happy self-loving. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.